Okay, for the record, it's August 13th. There's a Twin Valley South scrimmage going on here. There's a scrimmage against New Miami. First time I've been to this particular field. Not much in the way of stands. They got the home stands look pretty decent, but the nothing on the visitor side. The south sidelines look pretty well filled up. Heard their numbers are up a little bit. And, new head coach this year. And they ran he was assistant down at Middletown. And they ran a spread offense out. And sure enough, from their first series right here, they spread out. Motion to the left. Get a quick pitch. Tripped up as he runs around the corner, but he makes it to midfield. I would say if I'm looking, probably about a 6-7 yard gain. I see New Miami's got at least a couple of three good-sized linemen out there. Number 60 looks every bit of about 6'2" and 250 if I'm looking at him. I don't know how athletic he is. And you got a match set there. Number 70 is just a notch smaller. Okay, still on the spread. Single back by the quarterback. Okay. Nice pickup there. Picked up all the way down about the 15-yard line. I'd say there's a quick pass. Probably caught it. Wide receiver caught it. About a 7-yard gain, and then made a few cuts and made it from the 50 all the way down about the 15. So what, about 35-yard gain? Looking pretty good so far. Still in the spread. Single back by the quarterback. We have motion to the right this time. Inside handoff. And he swung. He picked up a few. I'd say about a 3-4 yard gain. Not too bad. But definitely a lot of green jerseys that time. I'd say about 3 or 4 on top of them. Calling the play in the huddle. And they break. Two split out wide to each side. Same formation they've been using the entire scrimmage so far. Single back by the quarterback. He rolls. He has a tuck and run. Catches it for touchdown. It was a roll left. Got caught up in traffic. Quarterback cuts back to the right, finds open receiver for the first score. So what's that, about 3 or 4 play drive, and they're in the end zone. Not too bad of a start. Pulling the ball back to midfield and getting reset. Now, New Miami has a new coach as well. Just like the Twin Valley South, they had 2 wins. So not the best season for them. Jim Jewett is a new coach. He did some work for him down at the, he coached before down in Carlisle, if my memory's correct. But he's got his hands cut out for him. Look at the New Miami numbers look to be just a little bit down from the South numbers, I would say, just from looking. I think I saw in a report that they had about 25 players out. And South looks to be somewhere in the 30s. I haven't done a head count, but I would say somewhere in the 30s. Okay, they're set up back at the line. Same spread formation they've been using. Pitch. Quarterback cuts around the running back cuts around the right. Tackled out of bounds. Looks like we have a penalty though. See a flag on the field, back to line of scrimmage. More than likely we're gonna see a hold. Waiting for the referee to make a call. Talking to the green captain. This being a scrimmage, I don't know if they're going to count off yardage or just pull it back to line of scrimmage. Looks like it goes back to line of scrimmage. Okay, waiting for the Twin Valley South to break their huddle. And the coaches are on the field for this scrimmage. They break. And they're spread. There's Isaac LaBeouf, a low snap. Another quick pass. Must have stepped out of bounds. Looks like they caught a wide out for another quick pass. You know, that's one of the, you know, the guy makes a quick cut and pass to him. I'd say that's another good for another 5 or 6 yard pickup from the looks of it. Make the call, break the huddle. Quarterback looks over the defense. There's a snap, looks like a handoff. Maybe a yard or two. The handoff to the running back, and he maybe got a yard or two. They're not getting very much of a push against the new Miami lineman right there. They got some big boys, but they should be able to seal them off from the point of attack. Not too bad of a day today. Supposed to have rain later on right now. Sky's pretty clear. Light breeze. Humidity's down. Supposed to get in the 80s today. I would say right now we're somewhere in the 70s. Okay, Zucker back for another pass. He's got a scramble. He tucks and runs. And he got a decent gain out of that. I would say if this is a game situation, he'd have a first down. I would say probably about a 7 or 8 yard gain from looking at it. Looks like the one big man for New Miami looks fatigued already. Those are some big bodies out there. And definitely got some big guts on them, so they're carrying a lot of weight. They're starting to get winded already. I don't think they got very much depth where they can move anybody around. Okay, we have motion to the left. We got a procedure penalty. Somebody jumped. Yeah, it looks like you're just going to run it from the line of scrimmage again. They're not going to mark off any yards, but definitely South jumped on that one. Looks like the play would have been another quick pitch. Okay, we break out of the huddle. And everybody's getting set. Two spread to the left, two spread to the right. Single running back. Okay, quick pass. Incomplete. I think that's the first incompletion I've seen. I'm going to guess they're doing 10 plays and 10 plays, so we got to be getting pretty close to the 10th play here. Okay, breaking out of the huddle. Looks like New Miami is running like a 44. All right, back for a pass. Got a man open, overthrew him. If he had caught that, I think he would have gone all the way. He definitely had some space. But, yeah, another pass probably, you know, down the middle, about 15 yards deep. He had space between the safety and the corner. A nice little gap right there, but quarterback just overthrew the ball. I'm going to say they're right about the 38-yard line, somewhere in that vicinity. And both teams are huddled up. Okay, we're switching. Okay. That was the 10th play of the drive. So they got the score once and moved the ball fairly well on that opening drive. New Miami looks like they have a more traditional set. Three, looks like, well, that's a T formation. Haven't seen that in ages. Fullback right up the gut. Sal stacks them up. Maybe a yard or two. Well, I guess you got two big tackles like that. Maybe you do want to pound the ball a little bit if you're New Miami. But yeah, I haven't seen a T formation in ages. You know, obviously seen the double wing quite a bit in the CCC. I've seen a wishbone. South ran that a little bit last year with Sean Lamar and had some success with it. Okay, now this is a little bit, now they're spread out a little bit more. Got a wide out, single back. Okay, handoff, a little bit of counter action. Take the dive at the middle, counter with the running back, and they had fairly good gain out of that. I would say 6-7 yards. They definitely sealed off the right side of the line right there. Definitely had a nice hole for the running back. Okay, we got two wideouts and a slot back. So they're spread out a little bit too. Got a single running back. Takes a handoff. Goes for the pass. Definitely catch a ball. Got a tall receiver out there. And he had space. About 3 or 4 yards away from the defender. Little comeback there. And just couldn't hang on the ball. Went right through his hands. Most teams are huddled up. We'll see if they spread it out or try and pound a little bit. Okay, got a wide out to our left. Slot on the right. Another counter. And this time South is ready for it. The first time they ran that counter, get some yardage out of it. The second time, they probably gained a couple, three, but they stuffed it pretty well. Last time, there was a really decent hole. This time around, you had to fight for every yard he got. Okay, waiting for them to make their call. South defense is set. Coach is giving them some instructions. They have a new defensive coordinator this year. Be interesting to see new offense, new defense. Looks like a four-man front. Okay, nice play call. Quarterback fakes the handoff to the right, hides the ball on his hip, rolls to the left, and catches an open receiver. Nice little play. And they probably got probably about 12 yards out of that. The receiver was wide open, nobody having covered. There's one cornerback had somebody a little bit deeper, about 15 yards deep, but nobody caught the guy coming out of the backfield. So that was a nice call by New Miami. Good execution by the quarterback. Definitely have the defense faked out on that one. We got a tighter formation. Everybody's in. T formation. Off tackle to the right. And he picked up about 4 or 5 yards. A little more than you like to see. They really seem to like to run to that right side. And South needs to start countering that. Okay, waiting for New Miami to make their call, still in the huddle. And now they break. You got a wide out to the left. It's like a slot to the right. back in motion, give down the middle, about 3 or 4 yards. Three Panthers in on the tackle. And still New Miami's moving the ball. We'd like to see them stuff them here, maybe get some tackles for negative yardage, but they're definitely definitely moving the ball on south. This time they put their white up to the right, so a little bit different from what they've been doing. Slot left, single back. Give to the left. And they get a few yards. Again, they got about 3 or 4 red jerseys around the ball carrier, which you like to see. You like to see defense swarm into the ball. So he might have got a couple of yards out of that. After going right, they didn't have much success going to the left there. And back to a full house backfield. South of the shift. Drops back for a pass. Got a man open. It's the same wide receiver that muffed the catch earlier. Tall, lanky guy, number 81. Again, he's open. Again, it went right through his hands. So that's a killer where you're trying to keep the drive going. Work and get open like that, and you gotta execute. Gotta haul that ball in. Again, this is like 10 plays, so we gotta be getting close to the 10th play of this drive. They're spreading it out. Wide, both left and right. Single back. Fakes a handoff. Quarterback's keeping rolling right. Catches a guy short. Looks like he's down to the 10-yard line. Knocked out of bounds. So he caught the ball about 3 or 4 yards past the line of scrimmage, and then he was wide open from there. And peeled off a nice run down to about the 10-yard line. But it looks like South kept them out of the end zone. Well, both teams are heading different directions. I'm going to assume we're going to be doing another set of 10 here shortly. But they must be taking a little bit of a break. Other scrimmages have been going on in the CCC. I heard Bradford had a scrimmage. Did fairly well. Covington's already had 2 scrimmages. They've scrimmaged bigger schools, Milton Union. I've heard that they held up fairly well against them. That's a bigger school. This year, they're Covington's D5, and I believe Milton Union's still D4. And then yesterday they scrimmaged against Eaton. And Eaton, I believe, is either D2 or D3. Take your pick. Either way, they're again playing up against a bigger school. And Eaton made the playoffs last year, made it to the regional finals. Eaton did outscore them in that scrimmage, like 6-5 is what I saw reported. I wasn't there, but just going by what I saw and heard online. So, but still, if you're going to try to make the playoffs, it's a good way to get tuned up playing this bigger, tougher competition like that. And one thing that's interesting with scrimmages is that they have increased the number of scrimmages to 3 for the school year. But my sources tell me Bradford has 1 and only scrimmage this year. And I think South's only going to be doing 2 scrimmages. And you know, teams are doing 3, so there's quite the disparity there, I would think. You want to do at least 2 scrimmages to get your team ready. I think 1 scrimmage just isn't enough to get your team prepped for the season. Well, they're going to take a little break, and I am going to shut this down for the time being until I get restarted.